are you concerned about protecting that brand new pretty sled that you just got? Here's the solution. Use SledSyn24 for a 15% off discount code on some Backwoods bumpers, the industry leader in performance protection. SledSyn listeners, welcome back to the next episode. We're still here at Hay Days, and as always, be sure to check out some of the links in the description. We've got a ton of companies on board with us this year, and there is a plethora of discounts down in there, so go check it out. And without further ado, Kobe is back with us on this one again, and then we have special guest Matt Dubois from Canada, eh?
Yeah, Canada, Quebec, man.
Heck yeah. So, dude, you got to stop saying what I say. Words, no, dude. That's not even how that works. Yeah. Those are mine.
Heck yeah, this is you.
No.
So you guys are not, in sync,
I just
man.
Said heck not yeah is you.
Not even. I've been doing this longer than you, so you're copying me.
Would you just run the podcast?
Oh, my gosh.
You're wasting his
so,
time.
So, Matt, yeah, let's just jump right into it. You and I have talked a little bit back and forth. We met briefly at Hay Days last year, talking back and forth on Instagram, so I'm super glad that we were able to tee this up and that you were able to come on. So why don't you give the listeners and viewers a little bit of an introduction to yourself, you know, more so like on the personal side. Where do you live, what do you do, family, any of that kind of stuff that you want to share?
Yeah, man, so it's a little different for me. Quebecer, grew up East Coast, you know, riding chick shocks mostly, if you guys know where that is.
Yeah,
so that was like our home base kind of thing. That's still, I call it home base, 12 hours still of a drive, right?
Home base.
So it's a heck, like, it's good, but that gets us used to all the technical tree ride and all that stuff. That's where that background comes from.
Yep.
Made a trip out to Revy once, you know, a once in a lifetime trip. You know, I'm heck like, I'm doing it once, never going back.
Yeah.
It's been every year since.
Heck, I mean,
it's 48 hours for me to get there.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, 48 hour drive.
What year?
Drive it straight.
What year was that when
that
you first
would
went
be
out?
2021, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe. So yeah, it's hard for me. I got three kids, man.
Okay. Nice. What age?
2, 5, and 8.
Wow.
Two girls, little boy.
Okay.
So, man, like, being gone.
You're
for
in the busy stage.
That's it, man. And being gone for a good part of the winter.
Yeah.
With the kids, it's hard.
Makes
so
it tough.
Yeah. It's the way we work it out. I drive out there, leave the truck, sleds, everything in Revelstoke all winter.
Yeah.
And I just fly back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, man.
Sure.
Yeah, it's good times, but it's a challenge.
Sure. What
I
do you
can
do?
Imagine.
What do you do for work?
For work, I own a company that we take care of like parking lots and stuff for like condominiums and all that.
Okay.
So we manage all that, and then we also do roadway like line painting and stuff.
Okay.
So that's the side that lets me get away in the winter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, seasonal. So that part's seasonal, and the rest of the business is kind of ran remotely. So
okay.
I can do most things on the road.
Oh, so, that's like
yeah. That perfect. That's kind of been a goal for a few years. Was like get the whole business running remotely so I can optimize as much sledding as I can.
Yep.
Yeah. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's the dream, right?
Exactly.
That's the dream.
Is get as many days on snow as possible.
Yes.
We plan whole summers around how we can get more days on snow.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, 3 or 4 months.
Absolutely.
Yeah, plan the whole year around it.
Yeah.
So what's your relationship with Matt Muskoka, Freerider? Like how did you guys know each other for a long time, or tell us about that?
Yeah, we've known each other a long time now, but kind of funny story how we met. Like, again, it was chick shocks in Quebec. We were just I brought some guys into this nasty drainage, and I'm like, no one ever comes in here, we'll never find anyone. And all of a sudden a few guys drop in. It's Matt and his dad, and I didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
And some guys were with me like, dude, that's Muskoka.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have no idea who this is. And then met him that day, and it was, I think we spent like 6 hours in this drainage just trying to get guys out of it.
Yeah.
And then since that, like, we've just kept in contact, and then both kind of got into the same style of riding.
Okay.
And then it just evolved from there, and now that's where I spend my winters is with Matt.
Yep.
Filming, riding, and it's fun. It's just trying to keep up to him.
Sure.
There's not too many guys that can, so it's more just trying not to get stuck behind him.
Yeah.
It's a good time, man.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
For
that's
sure.
That's cool.
So what's like the setup? Are you guys just out kind of all just doing personal brand, or is like Freerider Films like a team and there's a lineup of you guys and you're all working together? What's that all?
No,
like?
The Freerider Films, it's Matt. Like,
okay.
Matt takes all the credit for that. Like,
okay.
He deserves more credit than you probably even get. Yeah. Like, if people knew the behind the scenes that that guy puts into this,
oh, yeah.
It's unreal, man. I've seen the guy pass out at his laptop at like 3 o'clock in the morning editing and wake up and just finish edits to get it out to the people by like 7 a.m. Yeah. It's gnarly. We all take turns filming. We get them stack footage and spend an hour in the parking lot at the end of the day just transferring footage and doing all that. Jeez. And then, I mean, really the guy guides us all winter in a way, you know? So like we all ride together. It's Matt's business, but we're like a team. There's a a core group of probably about 5 of us that are always there. And that's kind of the guys that are here at Hey Days now.
Yep.
And then a few of us have branched off and got our own YouTube going. So myself, I have my own YouTube. Jason McMurray's got his going.
Yep.
And they've kind of been picking up lately too. So that's nice, you know? Like
good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Trying to get our own thing going. And the dynamic we got going as a group, I mean, it's awesome right now.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I really like that aspect. And one of the reasons why I was asking is, you know, that's kind of, you know, so obviously I own Sledson and started it and everything. But, you know, Jeff has been here since the very beginning. Him and I have worked together outside of Sledson in our companies together for 5-6 years, went to high school together and stuff.
Right on.
And then I met Kobe a couple years after I started Sledson. And, we kind of just became really good friends through my cousin. And I just kind of had the idea, like, why don't you just be, like, a part of the team, whatever that is, I guess. And made him our first official athlete, if you will. And then another guy that wasn't able to be here, he just had a kid, his second child, like, 2 weeks ago or something. His name is Shay. So we have, like, a 4-piece team, right? So Shay's our other official rider and stuff. And so that dynamic of and we're going to really put it to the test this season, but like the 4 of us going out all set up with cameras and filming. Cause you know, we put out a lot of content around the podcast and stuff, and we need to ramp up our writing stuff. So that people know that we can ride too, not just sit here and talk on the microphone. But that's cool what you guys have going. And that aspect of the team thing, you know, you're able to help each other out, advice, tips, tricks, whatever, not only on, you know, day-to-day riding, but then on the business side, you know, and the personal branding and stuff as well. So do you kind of have a goal of where you want to take it for yourself with the personal stuff, or are you just keeping your head down and moving forward and you'll
doing it for fun?
You'll see where it's going to take you. It'll be whatever it is, or?
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's a fun thing for me, man. Mm. Like if it continues to grow, all the better. I'm not out there to make a name, really. I just enjoy it. It's a passion, man. I love it. I love the group we're with. That part's awesome. If the YouTube keeps growing, the social media side, I push in the social media side on mostly the Instagram. Started really pushing the YouTube last year.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I don't think that'll ever become a priority for me. It's more just the riding, you know. That's where I stick. Like, I've gone out days and not filmed a thing. And those sometimes are the best.
Yep.
And then the problem with that, though, is you look back at the end of the day, like, oh, man.
I wish I had some clips from that.
Exactly. Like, that was a wicked day.
If I had that on video, that would have been sweet.
Yeah, so for sure.
That's the only downfall to it. But, I mean, 90% of the time, a GoPro's running at all times.
Yeah.
You know?
So
it's hard to say, you know. Everyone wants to grow and push, but I more am concerned about my riding. I want to grow as a rider. I want to get better at that. That's my focus. And if the social media works with it, awesome.
Yeah. You know? Just an added benefit.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly.
Sure. Talk a little bit about the current sled setup that you have.
Yeah. Last year was a bit of trouble.
Okay.
I ordered a Chaos Boost. It showed up pretty much end of March.
Mm-hmm.
So I was running a 2-year-old Boost. Had a few problems with it at the start, but got that all worked out. Always ran NA before, but out west, you need the boost. You're trying to chase Matt down. You need a boost.
Yeah.
So last year I ran a Chaos Boost 55 with all the backwoods goodies on there.
Yep.
And that thing, it's wicked, man.
Yeah.
So I went ahead, I ordered a 24 boost.
Did you?
Okay. 55 again.
Yep.
If I was to go to another sled, I'd probably get a 65 as well. Unfortunately, not in the budget just yet, but that's where it's at. I mean, the 65s is like a get things done sled, you know, like you can get places, but then that playfulness of the 55 is just so fun
mm-hmm.
that's where I've been sticking, and for the most part, it's perfect, man. Like, yeah. There's only those few crazy deep days where it's like, I need a 65. That's the only way to get around.
Mm-hmm.
But you can get by on the 55, and that's probably where I'll always stay.
Okay.
The 46s is like a weapon.
Yes.
But it kicks your butt all day.
Yeah. Like, hey, what's up, guys? I want to take a quick second to introduce another one of this year's sponsors. We have RSI. So the handlebar setup on your sled is arguably probably one of the most important components on your whole setup. So definitely check out their site. They've got a ton of different products, and use SledZen24 at checkout for a discount.
Yeah. The 146, I don't know. He's got one coming, but I just feel like what you're saying, you would be a worn out son of a gun trying to keep, if you got into the territory that you needed the 155 or 165, I how there's like ride purpose.
Yeah.
Zones or areas that you go or whatever, obviously you're not going to go out on a 146 when it's, 4 feet of powder. You're not going to go bomb down into a hole. But I think for a day that, when you've got 5 to 10 inches of snow, minimal early season or something, those things would just be a blast.
Yeah, they're definitely fun. I mean, you get in those spring conditions.
Yeah, I was just going to say, or spring season.
And then I don't know if Matt's said it yet, but he's got a Shredder 46 turbo coming. And that thing should just be wild.
No.
I don't even know how that thing's going to go. I'm excited to see what's going to go down on that sled.
A 146.
Yeah, 146 turbo. And he plans to take it out. He says on a huge dump. He's like, I want to see what this thing's going to do in that deep snow.
Yeah.
So it's going to be
fun. See if he can
keep
that front end down or not. He's going to be throwing that thing down.
Yeah. Backflip on demand.
Oh, man. Yeah, you ain't a kidding. It'll be like a backflip switch.
Yeah. What's your – I was going to ask because Jeff was standing here, and he'd probably be curious. But what's – talk a little bit about – you do a lot of filming, obviously. So what's, your camera setup? It's becoming so popular. Everybody and their mom has a camera in their tunnel bag now, right? So, what's your camera setup?
Yeah, I have a Sony 6500 that I keep in the bag.
Yeah.
And then other than that, honestly, I get so many clips from my phone now.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's the go-to. It's so easy to capture just from a phone.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time, the riding we do, we don't post up to film. We're on a mission. Like, we cover ground, and that's, I think, part of our video is the adventure, right? Like, we're covering ground, so it's so hard to stop, post up, pull out the camera, and then by the time you're set up, it's like the boys are gone.
Yeah.
So a lot of the stuff I grab is straight from the phone, and then when we're in the areas that we post up, I have a Sony 6500, and that captures some nice footage, the clarity. Matt's picked up a few new cameras this year that hopefully are going to change things as well.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know the model numbers, but yeah, so I also ran a drone for a little bit last year till I crashed the thing and destroyed it.
Yeah.
that's the hard part with drones.
Yeah.
So this year we'll see. I'm not sure if we're going to change any of the camera gear. Probably just a new GoPro, because that's, again, go-to for me. GoPro's on all day. Carry like 6 batteries with me and just swap those out.
Sure. Yeah. Lots of cards.
Yeah. Cards and batteries. Running those new Enduro batteries help a bit. Oh, yeah. But I mean, I'm still probably eating up 4 in a day.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
It's impressive.
So do you have a set schedule for this season? Like, when you're going to go out there?
Yeah, for sure. First trip, I'm going to drive out probably Christmas Day. Probably once the kids go to bed, I'm going to hit the road.
Yeah.
Be riding by 28th, 29th kind of thing.
Yeah.
The first trip, I'll probably stay out till middle of January, end of January, fly home for a little bit, spend some time with the family, get a little bit of work done. And then I think heading back first week of February, few weeks in there. And then not sure when I'm heading back, but the goal, I think, is the last trip is to, when I head home, instead of driving straight home, I'm going to cross over to the U.S. side, go to Jackson.
I was just going to ask, because Matt did that this last...
Yeah, so I think that's my plan this year as well. And
okay, sweet.
Check out Jackson. I've never crossed over and rode anywhere in the U.S. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Cross that off your list.
Exactly. That's the goal.
Yeah.
Do a little traveling.
Yeah.
See some stuff.
Yeah, something different. I mean, mm-hmm. not that we don't have amazing places in the whole Revelstoke area, right. but yeah. it's cool to check out different things.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'd love to go see Jackson. Yeah. That just looks wild.
Yeah, see some yeah, we're going to try to go there this year. Also, we were supposed to go last year, but I had schedule conflict or whatever. But
so hard to get everybody's schedule to line up, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's difficult. But I mentioned it earlier, but Kobe and I went to Revy for the first time ever in January.
Unreal.
Well, because I think
unreal.
Weren't we talking and you had just
I missed you or something.
You flew back home for a minute.
Yeah, yeah. I think you guys were there for like that short period when I wasn't.
Yeah,
we'll have to make it happen next time.
Yeah, well, that's our plan to try to. You know, he lives with us in Oregon, but he is in California working down there, so his schedule's kind of all over the place.
Sucks.
And then also,
it is what it is.
Yeah,
it's temporary.
It's also going to depend on when the sleds come in too. You know, because we would like to do an early season, you know, Revy trip. I know.
Yeah, is it pretty good up there early season, like December, or is it
normally?
You need to wait for it to pack.
Last year was like the worst.
Last year was bad.
Year that ever.
I'm saying bad.
It's still awesome to us.
Exactly. But, yeah. Like coming from East Coast, it's still amazing. But no, last year was low snow, man. Like Christmas, like there was zones we couldn't ride last year that we normally go into.
Really?
Yeah. Like
that sucks.
A few zones we tried to get in, and I mean, you're just wheeling through willows to try and smash your way in there.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of sucks. But later in the year, unfortunately, after I went home, looked like they just got pounded with snow.
Mm-hmm.
Then of they course. All the yeah. boys got to ride it yeah. when you went home.
Exactly.
That's how it all yeah. works, uh-huh. isn't it?
Of yeah. course.
The year before, though, like Christmas, December was insane. We went through some cold weather, but it seemed like every other day was a reset.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's unbeatable, man.
Yeah.
Nothing like a fresh reset, dude. Yeah.
Dude, when I'll say, because I think the first day we went to, didn't the first day we went to Turtle, and then we went to Boulder? I can't remember, but I was going to reference, I think it was the first day.
That what?
On our way back, it was like 10 miles of just the most insane, whooped out, 3-4 foot deep trail ride back home. Remember, you were trying to play up on the side a lot, but I mean, it was, I've never in my life seen something like that. It was so gnarly. Yeah. Remember Frank and Heidemann and everybody?
I just tried to
dying.
Stay off of them things as much as possible, but I think I do remember it was, yeah, probably was pretty brutal.
Yeah, it can get gnarly, man. Like Boulder, well, Boulder's so popular. Like I've seen Boulder on a weekend where they'll shut the parking lot, and the parking lot's huge. They'll shut it down by like 10 a.m. because it's full. Oh, and they'll groom twice a day on weekends, and you're still going to ride a whooped out trail.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never in my life obviously seen so many sledders. It's funny because like you're pulling through the town, driving through Revelstoke and stuff, and you're just like a squirrel. Oh, sled deck. Oh, trailer. Oh, sled everywhere, you know. It's
crazy.
Just, you know, your head's on a swivel because there's just so many people there, obviously, for good reasoning.
Yeah. What's crazy, though, is like I've got areas where I can go. You know, back in like where I'm from and stuff, I can ride in those areas, and it might be like I pull up and there's like a couple of people, you know, and you're like, okay, there's this big area, there's only a couple of people, surely I'm not going to see them. And it's like you run into every single person, and then it's like it almost feels like it's compact, and then you get to a place like Revelstoke and like the parking lot is stacked full, and you get up there and you see a couple people, but it's still like wide open.
Yeah,
wide open.
That's the thing with Revelstoke. I mean, like Boulder, You would swear that everything's going to be tracked just by the amount of vehicles in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You can guaranteed to find fresh tracks.
Yeah, you can get up there.
It is huge.
It might be like dip off to this side, dip off over there or something, but it's
huge. So Boulder's, that's the main spot.
Where's your favorite place to ride?
Oh, that's a good one. I'd probably say Eagles Pad. Like, Eagles is good. Like, that's halfway between...
I was going to say, where's that at?
Revelstoke and Sycamore.
Okay.
It's probably one of the worst trail rides in. It's like 30 kilometers. I don't know how many miles that is.
Yeah.
But it's about 30 kilometers of just, whoops, crappy trail ride in. But when you get in there, it's such big
Thank
terrain.
Thank you, boys.
It's so good, man. Like, that's a lot of... The big jumps and all of that, we do at Eagles. Oh, it's good. We'll have to get you boys in there. Oh, yeah. If we link up, we'll take you to Eagles.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Exactly.
There we go. Huh?
Heck yeah, I'm more than down, dude. I love Canada up there.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was sweet. An experience for sure. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Tyler with SledSend. Wanted to take a second of your guys' time and ask for your guys' support for what we're doing with the brand of SledSend. So if you guys are enjoying, you know, the podcast episodes with all the different guests, the tour videos and such, check out SledSend.com. We have a variety of different merch. Every order comes with air fresheners and stickers. And like I said, we appreciate your guys' support. We need it to continue to do this. And without further ado, let's get into the video.
There was just like so many different... From where I'm used to like a lot of, it's either straight tree riding or like huge wide open like hill, like climbing type of stuff. But there's just so many different features and like these and, you know, stuff you can go off of. It was just, it was neat. I thought it was a pretty cool area.
Yeah, exactly. That's the highlight with Eagles. It's like a snowboard park. There's a feature everywhere.
It's just like things all over the place.
And like you're driving past so many features. Like you could be 5 minutes from the cabin and just hit features, or you can drive an hour through the backcountry and find unlimited stuff. It's crazy.
A lot of trees or not a lot of trees?
Yeah, there's a lot of tree sections.
I wasn't sure if it was like alpine-y type or opening.
It depends. So a lot of the good stuff in there is... you need good weather. That's a lot of it in Revelstoke, is you need clear days. If not, you're spending time in the trees. And if anyone knows BC, it's socked in a lot of the time.
Yes.
So when you get those bluebird days, you go up high. You're going to go play in the alpine. Yeah. Every other day, we're tree bashing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got up on top day one or day two. No, it was day two, because day one was some blue.
Yeah.
And it we had a guide day one and day two. And oh my gosh, we were
talking about the socked in day, or the
that
was scary.
And the guide stopped us all. There was like eight of us, stopped us, and then he had to take off to figure out where he was. And I mean, you're in a row, and I can't even see the brake light in front of me. Like, I mean, he's been riding way longer than I have, and even he was like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, we had a few days like that last year. I mean, that's a lot. Scary. We get it all the time. People are like, oh, what's the best spot? Where? It's so hard to say that, man. Like, if it's your first time, get a guide.
Yeah.
Like, the best way to enjoy yourself is get a guide.
Yep.
Yeah. I can't say that enough. Like, it is dangerous area, and especially when it gets soft.
Oh,
in
I couldn't
like
have
that,
done it without one.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. No. Like, we've... Exact same situation you just said, man. I've been riding through the alpine to get into his zone, and you can't see the guy's taillight literally a foot in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
I mean, even there was times where like I was off playing by like myself, where I get on a rant and my GoPro is running, and all of a sudden I'm like, I look up and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Nobody's around me. Shut it off, and I'm like, listen. I'm like, well, you hear the little, oh, there we go. You know, and head back over there. But if you don't know the area, it's kind of sketchy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, I'm clear up here in Canada. Like, this ain't just my little hometown. You know, I got mountains 30 minutes away from me, but they're small little mountains. I'm going to have the local police come and look for me soon.
Yeah, that's why those Polaris gauges, that to me is a game changer. I wish they could all work together. Like, if Skidoo could sync with it.
Yep, we've talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah, put it aside the brands, and just for the safety aspect of it, it's crazy.
Yeah, forget the brand thing.
Yeah.
Safety.
That's where I think that I would love to see that happen in the industry. Yeah. All the gauges be able to sync together and work.
That's what everybody's been asking about. You know, what do you see the next step? What do you see the next big thing? Where do you see evolution? Yeah. Maybe there should be a little bit more talk or... awareness on that, I guess.
Well, maybe that, because we're already, I hate to say it, but we're already at our 30-minute mark. Maybe that, so at the end of every episode, we ask a question, or we have the guest ask a question to the listeners and viewers. And if you think of something else, you can ask it, but that might be a good topic to ask, get some feedback, because we clip it and use it for TikTok and Reels and stuff. So you want to ask the listeners and viewers a question?
Oh, good one. Put me on the spot.
I know.
It always puts you on the spot. Yeah, that's what I said.
It can be about absolutely anything, as broad or narrow as you want to take it.
Hmm. I'm drawing a blank here. Sunday at Hay Days.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Oh, man.
if you want to think about it, the next thing that we ask of you, we'd be honored if you would sign our banner.
100%.
Wherever you would like to. So maybe while you're doing that, you might think of something.
Yeah.
Jeff, next time we... like the next session, we're gonna have to switch.
I was just gonna
because
say
I'm
that.
Sitting over here, so nobody signs over here, so we have a big hole over here. So we'll have to switch it up. But Matt, you got a question you think of?
Use that witty mind, buddy. Use that witty mind, buddy. Need a little Zen Chino to get the brains rolling, or what?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking what everybody would like to see next in this industry. Like, put aside, like I just mentioned about safety wise, what would people, what does everyone think we're missing? Like, we have the Avi bags are dialed, we have everything, but safety is bigger than anything else in the mountains.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering what everyone thinks we're, what's the next step?
Yeah.
Like, how can we be safer out there?
Yeah. Yeah. What are we unaware of?
What exactly? Yeah. What?
Right.
What's that next step? I it's hard to word it, but it's something that we're always concerned about.
Sure. So. Absolutely. That's a great question.
Some smart people could put their minds together. Hey,
someone much smarter than I.
Yeah. Yeah. So if that's you, you're listening and watching, please,
me too.
Please comment. Please comment and let us know your answers. Well, cool. We'll go ahead and wrap up this episode. Matt, I appreciate it, man. It was good to talk back and forth with you and finally, you know, get you on here. I appreciate you coming on, guys.
Thanks for
having
me on.
Good to meet you. Yes, sir. You
guys. Absolutely. Cool.
But next time we'll be riding.
Yeah, there we go. I like that plan. I like that plan. So, Sleds and listeners, thank you guys for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.